Podcast. This week's episode is hosted by seniors Kennedy Oak
and Bryn Thielen.
We will be discussing this week's upcoming events such as the senior dinner dance and the annual orange and white flag football game.
First, let's talk to our senior co-presidents, Caroline Muck and Jillian Martin, to get more information on the senior dinner dance.
Hey, Caroline. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So what exactly is the senior dinner dance?
The senior dinner dance is a night full of fun with dinner and dancing and the faculty band that Jillian and I planned.
Is there a theme for the dance?
The theme is awards show. Since we'll be handing out senior superlatives, we wanted to make it kind of like the Grammys.
Ooh. Why did you guys think it was necessary to organize this dance?
I thought it would be a really good time for our class to bond because we had been thinking of ways that we could come together for our last couple months and do something a little bit different. And we saw that it was done last year instead of prom, and we heard everybody had a great time. So we wanted to do something with just our class and not have to have the stress of dates or anything like that.
Fun. What will be served for dinner that night?
It will be a pasta bar and Marty's waffles.
Ooh. Yum. Shimmery, shimmer all.
We are seniors. Ha, ha, ha.
Now Kennedy and I are going to talk to a few seniors and ask them questions about the dance. All right. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
All right, what are you most excited for the dance?
Probably the food.
Why?
Because it's a pasta bar.
There you go. Thank you.
Welcome.
Now we're here with Ella Schulte. Ella, do you have your dress yet? And if so, what does it look like?
I do have my dress, and it's a black sleeveless long dress with a slit. It's very elegant.
Ooh.
I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here now with Kieran and Winstrup, and are you excited to hear your senior superlative?
I'm just thrilled. I'm so excited.
Do you have any idea what you think it is?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I'm here with Maddie Payne, and I wanted to get her thoughts on this being an all-girls senior dance and if she likes it or not.
I think I really like it because it takes the pressure off of having a date and trying to figure out who you're taking, and it kind of gives the opportunity to have like more fun and just like let yourself be who you are.
Yay, thank you. All right, now I'm asking Megan Pelucci who she's most excited to see play in the faculty band.
I'm excited to hear Mrs. Chandler sing in the faculty band.
Why?
She's a really pretty singing voice, and I love having her as a teacher.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
After hearing from some of the students about their thoughts on the senior dinner dance, we're here with Dr. Jackson, who is a star of the faculty band.
Hi, DJ.
Hi.
How long have you been working on the senior dinner dance band performance?
For this performance?
Yes.
Zero.
How do you feel about that? Are you prepared?
I feel okay about it.
Okay, why?
Because I just play the chords.
Yeah. Are you excited to play for all your seniors love you so much?
I love it, man. It's great.
What do you think about the senior class this year?
Awesome. Best ever.
Aw. Thank you.
No, don't mention it.
Mr. Sam is also a part of the faculty band. Let's hear what he has to say about the senior dinner dance. Mr. Sam, what instrument do you play?
I play the bass guitar reluctantly because I'm the only one that agreed to play the bass guitar.
How long have you been playing it for?
I've been playing it since Mr. Saramelli said you could play the bass guitar when Mr. Lander left. I've been playing guitar since eighth grade, so a long time. But the bass is simpler because it has less strings, maybe. I don't know.
Are you nervous for the performance after not having practiced?
I'm as nervous as I am talking to you because I hate performing. I love the rush of it at the end, but the preparation and the actual performing makes me really nervous.
But we're still excited for it.
I am very excited. Oh, I love playing music. I love the energy the crowd gives us. And we can mess up severely, and you guys always love us back. This is awesome.
Well, thank you for answering these questions for us.
No problem. Rock on.
Now we are interviewing head coach Mr. Strickley and asking him a little bit about the orange and white game.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So, Mr. Strickley, what is the orange and white game?
So the orange and white game is a game we play every year against in Ursula.
This is the first time in 3 years that we're going to be playing it, and we won the last one. And the whole goal is to raise money for leukemia research.
Nice. Are there any other teachers helping you build this year's team and prepare for the game this Sunday?
Mr. Glenn has been helping me out this year, and he was helping me out 2 years ago before we got canceled, so that was kind of sad. But Mr. Glenn's my most helpful person.
Your sidekick?
My sidekick.
Yeah.
Sure. My sidekick.
So how confident do you feel with this year's team?
You know, I feel like this year we have a lot of great talent on the team, and I'm excited to see Bryn here score at least like 3 touchdowns on game day.
Well, thank you for answering some of our questions, and good luck to the Pandas on Sunday. Let's kick some bulldog butt.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Senior Macy Feldman is a starting quarterback for the Pandas.
Macy, how are you feeling about the game?
I'm pretty excited, and I'm excited to have fun with this team and raise some money for charity while having fun and beating St. Ursula.
Yeah, so are you nervous at all after this scrimmaging the juniors last week?
I wouldn't say nervous, just more prepared because it brought out some of the things that we had to work on coming into the game Sunday. So.
Well, good luck, Macy, and lead these Pandas to victory.
Thank you. Woo!
Now it's time for the question of the day.
This week's question is, where was the old gym located?
Hi, I'm Andrew Carruthers, a freshman, and I think the old gym was located in the chapel.
Hi, I'm Catherine Huker, I'm a freshman, and I think the gym was in the cafeteria.
My name's Natalie Newsome, I'm a junior, and I think the old gym was located in the auditorium.
Ding, ding, ding!
Woo!
Hi, Miss Grayson, where do you think the old gym was located?
The old gym was the current auditorium.
There you go. Thank you.
The correct answer is the auditorium. In 1996, the gym was moved from there to where it is today.
And that's a wrap on this week's Panda Podcast.
Make sure to tune in next week.
Kennedy and Bryn, out.